Uncle Joe, tell us a story.
A storybook story.
Here's the story.
100.3 The Sound, Southern California's classic rock. There's stories lately. I just published one late last week there about Aerosmith being upset with Steven Tyler because he doesn't want to tour with the band. He's got a solo career. And they've been together since, what, 69, 70, something like that? It's interesting. Interesting situation. They're very unique individuals. Joey Kramer had a whole bunch of training. He was a funk drummer, just imagine a funk drummer. And Joe Perry, well, he always was kind of fiery. And Tom Hamilton was a friend of Joe's. And I was talking with Joey about how did you actually get into the band. When did you actually first meet Joe and Tom?
Actually, I met Joe and Tom the same day. Oh. They came over to my house. I was going to Berklee School of Music at the time, which lasted for about a month or so. And they came down to my house, and I was living with a couple of guys from Berklee, and they were looking for a drummer through a mutual friend of ours. And he brought them down to my apartment, and they watched me play in a little combo that I was playing with at the time in the living room of my apartment. And Joe was there with his horn-rimmed glasses and his streaked hair and red bell-bottoms up to his ankles with cowboy boots on. And Tom was there with him just as his sidekick. And they just came in and watched me play and just kept smiling and smiling. And then we eventually got together and, you know, and played together for a few times in a rehearsal place that they had over at BU.
Bell-bottom pants above your ankles, huh? That's Joey Kramer and Aerosmith. And that's the story.